Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so total meltdown, so much fun. Lee Zeldin, as the head of the EPA, says he's going to go right, former congressman from New York, says he's going to go right to work.
Good. So day one and the first 100 days, we have the opportunity to roll back regulations that are forcing businesses to be able to struggle. They're forced to cut costs internally.
Yeah. One of the biggest regulations we need to get rid of right now, and this is huge, is there is a tax that Joe Biden put on natural gas executively, because it's natural gas that's produced on federal land, so we can do that. And that has raised the natural gas price by 29%. It has absolutely wrecked energy prices. It's killing manufacturing. And that's why we bled 47,000 manufacturing jobs in the month of October alone. Think what that was like for those families. Yeah. That is a lot of human suffering for no reason. Because manufacturing under Joe Biden has no choice but to go offshore. Just to give you an idea of the jobs bloodshed and manufacturing bloodshed, 283,000 manufacturing jobs lost since January of 2023. That's net. Mm-hmm. So you were watching the systematic destruction of American manufacturing. Those are high paying jobs. Those are good paying jobs. A lot of those are skilled labor. Exactly the kind of jobs Democrats pretend that they want. Yeah. But they don't. And then this is my favorite good economic news clip so far of the week. But, you know, it's only Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And there'll be many more after this. Cheryl Cassoni. So much fun.
It's going to be a job creator in this country. We're talking tens of thousands of jobs that could be created in the energy patch in this nation, good, high-paying jobs. One of the things that Biden did that really hurt our domestic energy production was he restricted LNG exports. That hurt Europe. Where did they have to turn? They had to turn to Russia. They don't have to do that now. They can come back and they can look to us to help them out, and that will be good for us. I mean, it's Pennsylvania and other parts of the country. What happens with Keystone? The Keystone Pipeline, guys. Are we going to go back to that? Are we going to go back to more fracking, more drilling on our land? Yes. And the dollar is strong today.
Yeah.
That's the world telling you that they believe that the dollar is the currency of the world. And everybody else that's been yapping their lips about, oh, we're going to use other denominations, you can all just sit down now because that trade is over.
Yeah.
Well, this all happened in 6 days.
So this is it all. Yeah, she's right. This all happened in 6 days. And I love that clip.
And Trump hasn't even taken office yet.
No. And you know what is amazing about this? Okay, you have on the I'm blanking on her name. Van der Leyden, the head of the EU. Gosh, why am I blanking on it? Anyway, it'll come to me. And look.
Granholm?
No, it's her last name's Van der Leyden. She's the head of the EU.
Oh, the EU. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about our.
I could Google it. I'm blanking on it. Anyway, and she, look, they don't want to buy natural gas from Putin, number one, right, because it's more expensive. And the second that Trump gets elected, she comes out and says, oh, hey, we're going to, you know, buy natural gas from you, because Joe Biden blocked it, forcing Europe to sponsor the Ukraine war by buying gas from Russia. It's Ursula von der Leyen. Sorry, I just looked it up. President of the European Union. So they never wanted this. And remember when Trump took the tour? I loved it in the beginning. And he went to Europe and he said, listen, we're going to build the natural gas terminals.
Yeah.
And we will supply you and we will undercut Russia. And that is the way to go to war with Russia, Lee. Mm-hmm. That is the way.
Absolutely. Economically.
Yes, because you can crush them.
Yes.
60% of their GDP is oil, natural gas, and minerals.
And if you open up American productivity and allow this country to produce and to sell, then you are going to crush the Russian economy because they are over-dependent on, carbon-based fuels.
And you know why you'll crush the Russian economy is because you flood that market, and guess what? Prices come down for everyone,
exactly,
including the American middle class and our manufacturers, and we get to sock it to Russia. And Europe didn't even want this. So the second he gets elected, she's like, hey, can we buy some natural gas from you? Because Joe Biden wouldn't let him. And you remember when the International Monetary Fund, I just want to revel in just the wonder of this win that we've had and how good it's going to be for Americans. Remember when the International Monetary Fund, a left-wing organization in the world, came out and said, oh, hey, those Russian sanctions on oil, we are blocking their oil and natural gas from the markets. The only people that are being punished by that, American middle class.
Uh-huh.
It was as if you'd sanctioned the American middle class. Why? Because the prices went up when you blocked it. And guess what? People were still buying it from Russia, including India.
And they were making more money.
They were making more money.
Because it increased the value, yeah.
What do you think's paying for the Ukraine war?
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, we'll print some more money to pay. That it's just stupid. Anyway, and even the Europeans know it's stupid. And so she's super looking forward to buying our natural gas again, which Joe Biden wouldn't allow. You know what Trump should do? First day, he should greenlight the Keystone XL pipeline. Just remember the first day Joe Biden cut it?
Yeah.
By the way, all those poor workers, the direct ones, which was over 1,000, and then the indirect ones along the pipeline, more than 10,000. Remember he promised he'd get them green jobs or some other rubbish?
Yeah, which never happened.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Because they don't care. They've never cared about the little guy.
Well.
And a little guy setting off. Hey, texture rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Hey, Tara, Tim Scott's mailbox is full. But this person said, just got through to Lindsey Graham. Voicemail and Tim Scott's voicemail is still full. Other people say that they're calling the office right now. Here it is. Tara, I was able to speak with a live person in both Tim Scott's and Lindsey Graham's offices. They are available now. You don't have to leave a message. Okay, so this is what we need to do. We're going to not let Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham gum up the works here. And we are going to tell them very nicely that we want them to support Rick Scott because Rick Scott has committed to pushing the Trump agenda through. John Thune not only refuses to, but he threatened Trump on national television. We this is not the USSR, okay? We did not vote for secret votes that, by the way, should be held in January, but they're trying to ram them through now. I don't think people understand how bad Thune and Cornyn actually are. And we've got Lindsey Graham, according to the whip vote, which is not an actual vote, it's just kind of a measure of where people stand. According to the whip vote, Lindsey Graham supports Cornyn. Lee, 2 years ago, Breitbart headline. This is a disaster. Cornyn is an open borders guy. He's a Bush guy. He's a Cheney guy. He came in on a raft of their money. He is loyal to them. He will block the Trump agenda for them. Look at the headline here from Breitbart. Just 2 years ago, he's promising to do amnesty with the Democrats. This is not a guy who's going to let anybody good through as an appointee. Senator John Cornyn hints at amnesty pro-migration deal with Democrats. Texas GOP Senator John Cornyn suggested Tuesday evening he would push through an immigration bill with amnesty advocate Senator Alex Padilla, a Democrat out of California.
See, this is a great example of why it is so hard for conservative Republicans to govern, because all Democrats have to do is deal with a bunch of weak-kneed, Republicans who will cave at the first opportunity. Whereas if you have a conservative Republican, you've got to fight the Democrats who will circle the wagons and fight as a single unit. You've got to go up against the American mainstream media, and you've got to fight other people who claim to be Republicans.
Let me give you a small sample of how hated John Cornyn is. And I do not know why Lindsey Graham is supporting him. This is Cornyn, okay? Well, it would be Cornyn. And this is Texas. And this is their GOP state convention. Cornyn is trying to speak, but he is so hated that he is booed for a solid minute and a half before he gives up speaking. This is Republicans booing him. Do you want this guy as majority leader? Lindsey Graham does right now, but we'll talk some sense into him today. His phone needs to ring from the time his people come in until the time they come home, and they need to go home with ringing in their head from phone. Here we go. Cornyn being booed in Texas. This is how hated he is. This goes on for a minute and a half. I won't torture you with it. He's speaking in the background. You can't even hear him. They drown him out. He's a Democrat. He has an F Liberty rating from the Conservative Review because he votes half the time with the Democrats. What is Thune's rating? F from the Conservative Review because he votes half the time with Democrats. Okay, so we need Rick Scott because these two guys, Lee, Rick Scott is not perfect. He's got a B rating. Okay, there's some things on guns with him I would like better, but we don't have another option. Okay, there's only three. That's it. Rick Scott's going to do a good job because he has vowed he will push the Trump agenda through. Thune and Cornyn just want a closed door USSR style vote. It should go down in January. They're trying to ram it through now. Look, I got some advice for Tim Scott. It's very friendly advice, okay? You may think I'm your only problem, and I'm a big problem, and we have 100,000 watts, and I'm going to tell the state where you stand. And where you go places, GOP places, you're going to get booed like that, like Cornyn. People are watching. But listen, even if I never said another thing, we have this thing called X. Everybody's watching you. Don't think, Tim Scott, do not think, Lindsey Graham, that you can just fool us and skeeze your way through this with a closed door vote, because you can't. Everybody's going to know what you did. They're going to know you blocked the Trump agenda. And when you try to go talk to those Republican groups and claim you're with MAGA, we're going to know you're lying. You're going to be a pariah. So do the right thing. Just want you to, just one time, do the right thing. And you know what? I'll come on the air and praise you. I'll talk up how great you are. Now let's make their phones ring. Text keyword Senate to the text line 71307. By the way, you could do this in North Carolina too, and we'll help you find the phone numbers to call. Start calling at 9:30 and do not stop. They need to understand. We see them. No secret vote's going to fool us. It's going to leak, just like the whip did, just like the whip list did. We're going to know what you did. We're going to know. Text keyword Senate to the text line 71307. Get on the phone. Call the regional offices, the state offices for your North Carolina and South Carolina senators. Call your DC offices. Make two phone calls, not one, all day long, nonstop, so they get nothing left. All we need them to do is just get Thune and Cornyn out of the way, okay? We don't have time for Bush-Cheney Republicans, open border zealots right now. We don't have time for that. We don't have time. Because, you know, I'm telling you what, folks, all these great nominees that you're reading about that Trump has said he's going to appoint, not a one of them is going to get through. Not a one. So Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham, Ted Budd, and Tom Tillis need to buck up and endorse Scott and vote for him.